bu ba bu ba bam ba bu ba bu ba pa ba bu ba bu ba pa ba bu ba bu ba bam ba bu ba.
All right, Wendy, it's here. It's the bonus hour. Enjoy yourself.
I will, but I can't find my phone, and that's what I was going to use for our next
thing.
Yeah,
you don't need a phone.
I do.
Come on. It's going to be in the last place you look.
On the counter.
Yep. Isn't it always that way?
You know, you're not a woman, and I realize that. You forget I'm a girl sometime.
Yes.
You really do.
Yep.
But I don't know what it is, and I don't know if it's just me, but anything that's in my purse is like it's a black hole.
Mm-hmm.
There have been so many times that we are trying to go out somewhere, and it's like, oh, hang on, Jim, I got to get my phone. He goes, I know it's in your purse.
Sure.
I said, yeah, but I can't. He goes, I know it's. I'm like, will you stop the car just in case? He's like, I know it's there. So then he calls it, and sure enough, it's at the bottom of my purse.
My mom had the ability to, and she could do this whether she was driving or in a restaurant or any setting. Whatever she needed, she could reach inside and then pull out that item, and I'm mystified by it.
Did she have to dig around?
Nope. And I don't know how she did that. But the precision by which, like you'd say,
that's impressive.
I need some cuticle scissors. Hold on. She'd reach inside, hand you the cuticle scissors. Just like effortlessly.
They make these things. And Jasmine, I think you've probably seen them online. It's like a purse organizer. And you put all your stuff in there. And then if you change purses, you can lift that whole insert out of your purse and put it into a new one. Have you seen those, Jasmine?
I have.
That's a very good idea.
Except I will never use it because that means that you have to fill the different items into the slots. No one has time for that.
So your move is if you put something in, you just open the purse and plop it in. You don't say, oh, there's a fold and a zipper and I'll put it in there.
Well, yeah, but yeah.
But also for that to work, what you just described doesn't the purse size have to be fairly uniform? You can't take the contents of a huge purse and put them in a little baby purse.
No, I have a party fun bag that I bring out when I go to concerts and stuff.
Oh.
And the party fun bag consists of just keys, my glasses, credit card, and money.
Oh.
So then that's just a little strap-around purse that I would bring to, say, a concert.
Right, right, right.
Or going to Brookfield Zoo, which I did this past weekend, because I don't want to lug my big, heavy 40-pound purse.
Yeah, that's understandable.
But you know what I realized is there are some times where, you know, you have to take your credit cards out and your driver's license and put it in the party fun bag.
Right.
And then it's like, I've been doing okay with just the party fun bag. So then I start saying to myself, why do I need all this crap in my everyday purse?
You probably don't. You know that, right? You don't.
I know.
Sometimes, I'll be with Terry, and Terry will say to me, like, she'll be driving. Here's a perfect example. Over the weekend, we were driving somewhere. So, you know the toll booth pass, the electronic toll booth pass?
The iPass?
The iPass. We only have one, and it's usually in her car because she's the one that uses it all the time. I hardly ever use it.
Why don't you get another one?
Why?
It's $30.
I don't need it. It's been a great while.
Really?
We
have three, one on each car.
Do you? She took it out of her car and put it in her purse, and now we're in my car, and she's driving, and she says, get the toll pass. It's in my purse. And I say, oh, no, I'm not going in there.
Why are boys afraid of our purses?
Well, it's because it's the unknown.
Do you think your hand's not going to come out?
I'm pretty sure my hand will come out, but I don't want to disrupt any order she may have built up in the purse. I don't want to spend 20 minutes looking for something. And this has happened before where she'll say, hey, get this. It's in my purse. And I'll look and I can't find it. And then it takes her it's here. Look, it's right there. It's right on top of that. I didn't know that. So it's better to just say no. It's better to just go, oh, no, I can't possibly. That's the forbidden zone, Planet of the Apes fans. I can't go in there.
I know, I say that to, like, I put, there needs to be a better place in a car for a woman's purse. I have seen, I don't remember which car it was, but they have, like, a little hook or something, or you can buy one and put a hook on the passenger side, like, right near the front of the car, and then you hang your purse there.
Where would that be? I'm trying to think of where that is.
Like, to the right and lower of the radio. So it would be kind of dangling on the passenger side, but
you'd have to have a fairly medium to small. You couldn't do it with a big honking purse. That wouldn't fit in there.
Well, it wouldn't. That it's just a hook.
Yeah.
So you would hook it, not that it would, you know, fit in a small spot.
Right.
But part of the problem, you know, is you put the I just know I put my purse on the passenger side floor.
Right. Yeah.
And then sometimes if I turn a corner, it flips over.
Sure.
Sometimes if I have a passenger, it gets in their way, especially if I'm picking up Dylan from school and he has his big backpack, too.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
So there needs to be a better spot for a purse.
Right.
But there are times where I'm like, hey, could you hand me my lipstick case? And whoever's sitting there
no.
just goes, I don't know which
no
one
way.
That is.
I wouldn't do that.
But they do end up, I said it's like the rainbow colored one.
Mm.
So they would hand me my lipstick case.
I don't want to disrupt any order that's been built.
There is no order in my purse.
What about a clear purse? Wouldn't that be a good idea?
They have clear purses at Macy's and a
Do
lot
they?
Of the department stores because they want to make sure you're not stealing anything. So when you're at work, I know my mother-in-law worked at Macy's, and it was just a clear plastic bag, like a clutch purse, so they would make sure you weren't stealing anything.
Did they, I mean, obviously they didn't say that, right? It was just.
Well, no, I think that's a requirement. You have to have a clear bag.
Oh, wow.
To put your wallet and keys and
wow.
stuff in.
Wow. Very trusting.
And you know what? If anybody saw the inside of my purse right now, I'd really be embarrassed.
I'm looking at it from a distance. It looks busy.
It is busy because I have bills that I meant to pay. Oh, there it is that I didn't. I have a menu from the new Russell's Barbecue Beef that
oh.
opened up in Countryside, and I thought...
Keep that on top.
But I don't need it in my purse. It's just... I'm an accumulator.
Yeah.
That's what I am.
I'm surprised you only carry one purse. I'm surprised
if
you don't
I
have
could,
a couple of them.
All right. When we worked at Q101 and we did mornings...
Yeah.
I treated myself, there was a Coach store, I love Coach leatherwear.
Yeah.
I treated myself to a pretty expensive Coach briefcase.
Yes.
And all it was a second purse. I just would
sure.
cram stuff in there, and at some point I was freed because I realized I don't even need to bring this briefcase every day.
No, probably not.
I mean,
it's
I
a
have an office, a desk, I can
yeah.
leave some of that stuff here,
yeah.
and my desk is messy.
Yeah.
I can't organize anything to save my life, so I would not want a clear purse because it would be embarrassing.
That's a lot. I'm seeing it from, I'm 6 feet away.
Do you want to feel how heavy it is?
But I think I'm going to hurt myself.
I want you to guess, like, ballpark.
Oh, this is easily 14 pounds. This is 14 pounds. You
it
carry
might
this
even
around?
Be more. I know, and I don't even need all the stuff that's in here. I know. I'm going to clean it out tonight. I'm going to streamline my whole life.
You know what I can see in your purse from here? The Lindbergh baby. He's in
that
there.
That joke never gets old.
I like a good Lindbergh baby.
That or Jimmy
joke.
Hoffa.
That's too soon, Wendy. But Lindbergh baby, I think we're now in the prime.
I thought you had just self-incriminated yourself, but you didn't. I didn't know you could share transponders between cars.
Yeah, that's what we do.
I didn't know you could. I
oh,
thought you
yeah.
had to have one for each car, because when I got a new car, I right away went and got a new transponder.
And thank you for saying transponder, because in the past when I've said it, I've been made fun of.
Who makes fun of you?
You're one of the people, but
no.
my wife also did. Yes, you've made fun. You go, transponder? What is this, the future? You said that once.
That's what they're called.
I call it that, but everybody else goes, no, it's just an iPass. But transponder seems like I'm doing something important.
It says transponders can be shared between cars and motorcycles registered to the same iPass
That's
account.
That's what we do.
But the transponder must be properly mounted in your vehicle whenever you drive.
Mm.
Yours is not. You do not have the Velcro on
I
each car.
I don't have that. No. No, no, no. But I put it in the transponder zone where it can easily be read by anything electronic. So I'm following that rule.
Yeah, I didn't know you could share it.
Oh, yeah.
Then why?
Oh, yeah.
See, the only reason we don't is because there's going to be one day when we...
You never know who's going to
yeah.
be here when. Right. We know. I mean, very rarely do I go to Wisconsin on a moment's notice, you know?
The girls don't have one in their car?
Well, no. No.
What if you're all going different routes and on the tollways?
I don't think it's ever happened. We've always coordinated.
The family that transponds
together.
Bonds together.
We've always kind of coordinated our travels so that we could survive with just the one.
Are you sharing an iPass? Tollway might penalize you if it's missing. And that is the thing. If you forget it, like you're going to get a bill, and it's going to be way bigger.
You know, in the past, there have been two times where I have gone through and not had the transponder or iPass in the car, and somehow electronically it looked up my license plate number and knows that I'm on the same thing that my wife is on, and I've not been charged. I've had that happen
that
twice.
That you know of.
No, but we would know, because we would get a bill in the mail for, I don't know what the violation is for going through one without a pass, but it hasn't happened. And one of them was over a year and a half ago.
And you do put, like, what license plates are associated with
yes.
it. So maybe that's pretty good if
that
they can do
good.
That.
It is pretty good.
But then, if, you know, your wife ever wants to get your records, see, this yeah. is what bothers people. I don't do anything illegal or immoral, so, most of the time.
Mm.
So, I don't ever, really. Mm-hmm. I'm pretty much, despite how I, my rough exterior,
right.
I'm pretty much of a rule follower.
All right. So what were you going to say? I'm sorry.
But I don't even, like, some people are so bothered, like, oh, I'm not going to have the transponder in my car because then, you know, if anybody needs to know where I was on a certain date, and I'm like, I don't care.
Yeah, I got nothing to hide.
You know, if I'm on the tri-state heading north, I'm going to my in-laws.
Yes.
Big deal. You can know that. I'll call you when I get there.
My wife knows where I am 24 hours a day every day. There's never a time she's not aware of where I am.
You're not in many different places. You're either at work or playing tennis, pretty much.
Whenever I hear stories about a guy who has his second family, I always go, how did that guy pull that off? Because there's no, I don't have 10 minutes that aren't accountable at any given day. How does he have another family in Itasca? I can't imagine that.
My question is, why would he want a second family?
I don't know.
One's
why.
Not enough?
I don't know, but you know, that every once in a while a story comes up about some guy and they go, hey, nobody knew. They'd always say he was on a he was always taking business trips. He was always out of the country, but in reality, he had a family 25 miles away. Well, good for him. How did he manage that?
That's a great question.
I couldn't do it.
I just got an email that my iPass account has been auto-replenished.
Oh, congratulations, Wendy.
Thank
That's
you
great
very
news.
Much.
You should have a small get-together.
A replenish responder
yeah,
party.
That would be appropriate. Yeah.
All right. Well, I didn't know you could share them, but evidently you can.
Yeah.
So good for you. I just would never remember to grab it in time. And what about the transponder?
That's why I miss Rip Taylor right there. That's the time. You say that, and then he blows a horn, and there's confetti everywhere. That's why I miss Rip Taylor.
When is the last time Rip Taylor has done anything, though? I was trying to think of that. Had he been sick?
The last time I saw him was in the movie Wayne's World 2.
Oh. Really?
Yeah. And somebody told me, somebody sent me a note. You know, Terry was in Home Alone 2, and they said that he's in that, but I don't remember him in that.
Your what wife has a very pivotal moment.
Yes, she sure does.
Without her, there is no movie.
She's the flight attendant that puts young Macaulay Culkin, Kevin McAllister, on the wrong plane. So if she puts him on the right plane, that movie's 7 minutes long. Not a good movie.
I've been given an idea.
Donald Trump is in that movie, by the way.
Yes.
That's the only movie my wife and Donald Trump have been in together.
Well, for now. That could change at any moment.
I hope you're wrong. I hope so badly you're wrong.
My son Michael gave me an idea for us to be for Halloween. I said, Bill doesn't dress up.
I do not dress up.
And I said, I don't really dress up either. Although last year I was Ozzy Osbourne, just because I had the stuff.
Last year's costume was a great costume. It was so good that it almost makes those around you that you hope that you'll do this traditionally, that it'll be an annual thing, because that was a really good costume.
Thank you.
No pressure.
No, I know, but this one isn't.
But then what if you say, yeah, all right, there's something to that, and then this year you wear a costume and it's not very good.
Well, I would just not wear it then. I am pretty much a perfectionist, so I knew I had the Ozzy Osbourne down pat.
Yeah.
With makeup, although I'll be perfectly honest with you, the eye makeup I had on to be Ozzy was much the same that I wear every day.
Oh.
I like dark eyes.
But it was very disconcerting for me to look over.
I know.
And
with the dark wig.
It looked like Ozzy Osbourne. So there were three or four times that I had to just like steady myself. hey, what happened to Wendy? She's now Ozzy Osbourne. That was very confusing.
Well, it would be fun for me to be various rock and rollers every year, but I don't know that I... This kind of, again, I'm a lazy entertainer, and this stuff kind of... I had all the stuff, so yeah. I'm like, okay, I just need one more. I need a bat. That's really all I needed was a bat.
Yeah.
So I'm like, I'll do that. This year, I don't have anything just laying around.
Yeah.
Unless you want me to come in as a clown.
I'm all right with that.
Yeah. I hate clowns. I can't be a clown.
An evil clown, which is redundant, but yeah, I know. Go for that.
But Michael's idea to include both of us was I could dress up as Ted, and we could just be Bill and Ted.
So I wouldn't have to do anything.
Right, that's what Michael said.
That's not bad.
So I'm looking at...
All right, so you and I live in different directions. So when you stop off at the gas station on the way home, is anyone going to go, hey, look, it's Ted from Bill and Ted when they see you by yourself?
Well, no, but I stopped to get gas looking like Ozzy Osbourne and nobody asked for an autograph. It kind of hurt my feelings.
I wish so badly I could have seen that. All right, we will take a break. We'll come back. Some news is next and then more of us. Thanks, Kim Gordon. It's Bill Leff. It's Wendy Snyder. You had found something you wanted to talk about, and this has to do with the miracle that is drive-through windows at fast food restaurants, correct?
Yeah, I mean, I'll admit, I really have not been cooking much lately.
What happened? What changed?
People are doing stuff at all different times. Michael works, usually doesn't get home till 8:30 or 9, and then it's like, I don't feel like cooking dinner then.
Mm-hmm.
I could make things, and he could just heat it up, I guess, but... I don't know.
So now your new move is go pick up some fast food.
Well, you say that very judgy.
That's because I'm a judge now. Did I tell you?
You nice robe.
Yeah, the circuit court passed me. I'm a judge. I think I'll choose the name Judge Reinhold. Is it catchy enough? What do you think?
It's taken.
Oh.
But you eat out pretty much every night, but is it always high quality food?
It's rarely fast food, only because my wife and kids don't like it. I like it in moderation.
Yeah.
You know, I can't do it all the time, but I would do it once or twice a week. Not for dinner. I rarely have fast food for dinner, but for lunch every once in a while. But then I'm scolded for it when I get home. If anyone in my family sees a bag from any of the fast food restaurants, I'm quickly scolded.
Are you really?
Yeah.
You're shamed.
I am.
That hurts.
Because, no, I get it. You know, it's an argument that's a valid argument. It's not the best thing in the world for you.
No, it isn't. My fast food choices, I had noodles and company last night.
Yeah.
I had buttered noodles with Parmesan and broccoli.
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, it could be worse.
It could be worse.
We do Chipotle a lot, too.
Yeah.
Which is not that bad for you. Unless they're having a problem right now. I can't find this, Bill. I am having issues with my email.
Oh.
So.
Should I come back in a few minutes?
No, hopefully I will find this soon.
I can run to Chipotle for you while you're searching for it.
No, and I don't eat lunch, so I just eat dinner.
Oh. You don't have any lunch at all?
No.
No?
I've been trying not to. I have to eat a little something now because I'm on an antibiotic, and I've been warned that I have to have something in my stomach.
Sure. Do you have breakfast? You have breakfast though, right?
No,
you don't
I
have
usually
breakfast or lunch.
No, I've been trying not to. I'll have like a little something when I get home.
Like what? What are
like 2:30? Like a salad.
Well, that's lunch. That counts as lunch. I have had that for lunch.
Or, you know, sometimes cheese and crackers. It's just not like, it's just
more
whatever.
Of a snack
kind
than
of.
A full
and then I try and eat dinner. I haven't been that hungry lately.
Would you like some perch?
I like a good perch.
There's one in my office you can have.
It's not cooked.
No.
All right. CBS News did this. Which fast food chain has the fastest drive-through? Now, in my head, when I thought of this, when I saw this, I don't know why I automatically thought McDonald's.
Because
they've been doing it a long time. They kind of got it figured out.
Weren't they the innovator? Weren't they the first to have drive-through? I think they were. They were in Oak Forest. I know that for sure, because I remember when they put it in. People were mystified by it. Never saw anything like it.
I think
we'll talk into this, and then we'll get food. Although, I think... nationally, it may have been Jack in the Box.
Yeah, where you talk to the clown.
Yep. Tell it to the clown.
Do you remember a Jack in the Box here? Because we had them
here.
Yeah,
they were around here.
There was one. I liked the Super Tacos. And when we went to California on one of the last few trips, I had one. And it's like, boy, your memories are way different.
Sure. Isn't that sad?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, it was good and it was how I remembered it. But I don't know. Maybe my taste buds have moved on a little bit.
Think about for a minute, though, the process by which they sold that idea, where somebody at a Jack in the Box shareholders meeting said, why don't we do this? People don't want to go in the restaurant. They'll drive around the restaurant, and at some point, we'll just have a clown set up, and you can tell the clown what you want, and then when you get to the window, your food will be there. Like, nobody, everybody goes, yeah, let's try that for
a little
bit.
But it was a Jack in the Box. It was the clown popping out of the box, and I think it was genius.
It turned out that it was genius, but I would have thought that would have been a hard sell, that somebody along the line would have went, and a lot of people are afraid of clowns. And so much could go wrong between you telling the clown and the food being prepared and given to you. But somehow they made it work.
It was fun to me to actually, because talking into a speaker is, you know, is there someone on the other end? Who's there? This gave the illusion that you were speaking to someone.
Well, that was the other thing. They said, let's make it so that no one can understand each other in the transaction.
All right, that's a good point.
So that when you order, the clown won't hear you. And when the clown reads back your order, you won't be able to understand them. Let's do it that way for a while and see how that plays out.
All right, the first drive-through.
Was it a name you recognize or not?
No, the first drive-through focused chain opened in 1951, and it wasn't McDonald's. It was Jack in the Box. You win.
Nationally, I thought it might have been Jack in the Box, because I think from the very beginning of Jack in the Box, that's what set them apart, was the ability to not physically go in. I think that was their big sales point.
McDonald's didn't have a drive-through until 1975. Now that I sort of remember, I was not a big McDonald's lover because there really wasn't a McDonald's near us in Brookfield. Yeah. There was a Burger King and a Cock Robin, so that's what we frequented.
I wonder if they were the same ones that I went to as a kid, because when I was first born, we lived in Stickney, which isn't that far
away. Very close to Brookfield.
So
Cock Robin, there was one on Ogden Avenue and LaGrange Road.
I know that one.
And then there was one in the Brookfield, right across from the Brookfield train station in downtown Brookfield.
That's
the one we always went to. It was like walking distance.
The one we went to was on Cicero. Both the Burger King and then the Cock Robin was very close.
Okay, then no, you went.
That was a different one.
Yeah.
All right. The one that we went to on Cicero, I loved because in the area where you would order, they had a rail, like one of those silver metallic built into the floor rails. And I was just the right height where I could swing on it. Like, I could hold on to the top and swing back and forth. And then my parents would go, you're going to hurt somebody, meaning me. But that was the fun of going to Burger King. The food was fine, but it was just fun to swing on the rails while they were preparing the food.
All right, the Burger King, there was one on LaGrange Road in Countryside. That was the only Burger King we went to.
Yeah. They weren't like they are now, where they're dotted, like whatever city you're in,
right,
there's going to be a McDonald's and probably a Burger King. Back then, you had to go somewhere to get to one.
So that was the Burger King. I think I got confused. I was telling you where the Cock Robins were in downtown Brookfield and at Ogden and LaGrange Road. But the Burger King, it's just whatever, like we always went to the Jewel because the Jewel was closer to our house than Dominick's.
Yeah.
The Dominick's, which I never said. So we never really went to McDonald's. And I remember the first time I went, I was none too impressed with the cheeseburger.
Oh, you weren't?
Because I was like a lame kid who liked plain cheeseburgers. I didn't want ketchup and mustard on it. And I didn't get a plain burger. I got just, give me a cheeseburger. And I didn't like the whole combination of ketchup, mustard, and a pickle and an onion.
It's a lot.
Yeah.
It's busy. Too much.
So I guess
Although all those things are in your purse right now. Everything you just mentioned.
Well, now I like them.
Yeah.
So they did a test of who the quickest which fast food chain has the fastest drive-through.
But doesn't that depend so much on who's in front of you and what they've ordered? Because there have been places where I say to myself, I know this place is fast and get in and out quick, but if the person in front has created some special order that's difficult to put together, you're in trouble.
Yeah, but I think on the average, this is what they did. The Food Industry Trade Publication, QSR Magazine, conducted based its findings on more than 1,500 visits to 10 fast food chains across the U.S. at different times during the day between June 1st and August 1st.
That's extensive research.
And that's a pretty fair assumption because, yeah, every once in a while you're going to get a slow poke in front of you, or my worst nightmare at a drive-through when somebody pulls up. I get, you know, ordering anxiety. I like to make sure everything's ready. So sometimes I'll write it on a piece of paper or put it in the notes in my phone, what everybody wants.
Yeah.
So I can just get up there and rattle it off.
Right.
But there are some people who will be like, so what kind of beverages do you have?
Right. There's a lot of that.
What size fries are there?
Right.
Do you have mozzarella sticks?
Yeah.
Like, how do you not know what McDonald's
right.
has?
That's frustrating.
Offering new items every once in a while, but for the most part,
yeah, I know.
So yeah, you're going to get behind some of those people every once in a while.
Do you have Shamrock Shakes? No, this is Taco Bell. You had them last time. No, we never had Shamrock Shakes at Taco Bell. Yeah, we did. We had them. No, you didn't. How long can that last?
I don't know. Overall, consumers spend an average of 255 seconds waiting for food in a line. 255 seconds.
It's not bad. A little over 4 minutes.
Thank you for doing the math, because I can't. I'd lose my place.
No.
That's about 20 seconds slower than last year, according to the findings.
What has changed in a year? Brexit?
Do not.
I bet it's Brexit. You know Brexit plays into this, Wendy. You know they do.
English muffins. Your grandmother used to blame the war. Your go-to answer will be Brexit.
From now on.
I love it.
Whatever doesn't work.
So 20 seconds slower than last year, according to the findings, QSR, who did this, I don't know what it stands for.
It's a radio station.
Noted that, the difficulty for restaurants of trying to keep pace as menus become more complicated. So that has slowed things down. Another factor is that drive-thrus are getting more congested as growing numbers of customers pick up mobile orders.
Oh.
But now I order on mobile orders almost all the time now.
Yeah.
Because it's just so easy. You, like Noodles and Company yesterday, I placed the order on the app. I just went in and it was sitting on a shelf ready for me. You don't even have to,
it's already been paid for.
Yeah. So you don't have to wait in line.
But if you order a mobile order into a fast food place, do you still go through the drive-up lane? You do.
At Taco Bell, if I order on the app, you go to the drive-through window and say, yes, I've placed a mobile order. My name's Wendy.
Uh-huh.
And then the guy goes, hey, I'm Frank. I listen to you all the time.
Oh, Frank.
He's called us. And then you pull up, but it's still all paid for. But they don't start making your order until you announce at the drive-through window that you're there.
There's also food delivery services that are playing into this equation to some extent.
That's a good point.
So that I'm sure that eats some time.
Yeah. Although time is clearly a factor when it comes to fast food, waiting another minute or two for a meal doesn't seem to be hurting Chick-fil-A consumers. They recently ranked the chain as its favorite fast food chain, topping In-N-Out Burger.
Hmm.
It's interesting to me.
How about the fact that some fast food places offer all-day menus, meaning you can go in at lunchtime and get an Egg McMuffin, so that takes them longer to prepare it because the machine isn't fired up.
I don't think they're preparing it. I think if you get an Egg McMuffin at 2 in the afternoon, it's been sitting in a heater since the morning. It just could be me, but I kind of think that's what's going on. Because not every item from the breakfast menu is ordered all day.
Sure.
So I think I could be wrong.
Yeah.
But the quickest, should we start at the bottom, who the worst is?
We already know who the best is, right?
I didn't tell you the best.
Oh, I thought you did. I thought you said Chick-fil-A was the best.
No, that's at the absolute bottom.
Oh, they are?
I said Chick-fil-A was the favorite fast food chain. That was ranked favorite fast food chain.
Huh.
Even though they're exactly at the last of the list for speed.
Why would that be?
I don't know. That's because they're constantly saying, my pleasure. Thank you so much. Our pleasure. I can't remember the three things they say all the time.
Is it really their pleasure?
No, I know it's not.
To give you a chicken?
Sometimes they say it like this. It'll be my pleasure.
Is this really your pleasure, Randy? Yes. All right. If this is what your pleasure is.
Can I get an extra Polynesian sauce?
My pleasure.
My pleasure, even though you're only supposed to get two. Chick-fil-A, this is how many seconds? 322.98.
Oh.
They're at the bottom of the 10. Top
That's nearly 5.5 minutes.
That's a long time.
That's too long.
Number 9 in how quickly they're going through the fast food line. McDonald's, bottom of the list.
Wow.
With 9. 283 seconds, 283.05 seconds.
What's the place, you're not supposed to see this when you drive through, but you know me, I got the eagle eyes. I see everything, Wendy. Nothing gets past me. They've got a timer right next to the window that's angled so that whoever's working the window can see the timer. So they're obviously told, hey, if it gets more than this, something bad has happened. Make sure you get this done in the time we told you, the allotted time.
Who is that?
I can't remember which fast food place it is, but it's one I've been to more than once, and I always see the timer.
I've
and I
never
always
seen
say to the guy,
timer.
Did we get it in on time? Everything okay? Yeah, we got it in on time. Don't worry.
312.
Maybe Taco Bell, maybe.
312-235-2525. Who is timing their performance?
I think, yeah. I think there must be some mandate from their bosses saying, from the time that car delivers it to you give it to them, should really be under X amount of time. So keep this timer on.
I have
and
never.
And it switches with every order. I'm almost sure it's Taco Bell. I'm almost positive.
I need to know that. If someone knows, 312.
I'm going to start bringing a timer, too. And just hold it up.
You wind it up and then it rings as you're waiting.
It plays
too late.
It plays some weird song. Why did you bring your timer, sir? I'd just like to know.
Hardee's coming in at number 8. These are the quickest of the fast food places, and
Hardee's
we're going
takes
from the
me
bottom
longer
up.
Because I got to go to Missouri to get to one. So I was built in an extra 6 hours if I'm going to Hardee's.
That's 266.34 seconds.
Wow.
Arby's, number 7.
It's the meat.
It's the Vittelvare. That thing that goes up and over.
Right.
They've updated pretty much every
excellent.
Arby's, but that's 263.46 seconds to get your average meal. Mm-hmm. KFC at number 6, 243.73 seconds.
Wow. Good for them.
Carl's Jr. is number 5 at 240.51 seconds. Taco Bell is number 4 for the quickness of their drive through, 240 seconds, 240.38.
Mm hmm.
Burger King is number 3 on the list as the quickest.
Mm-hmm.
We're getting up to the top. 235.48 seconds to get your order at Burger King.
Can I throw something else into the equation? Some fast food restaurants have that Coke machine where there's 800 flavors of soda. So I wonder if, as somebody's being creative with their flavor of pop, if that's going to cost you extra time.
I bet it will. Now, I just know that the number 2 place is the quickest. I'm just going to tell you it's Wendy's.
Yeah.
I do notice that for the most part, it seems people order just like on the menu board for the drive through. It just will say like Fanta Orange, Coke, Diet Coke.
Mm-hmm.
It doesn't go into the different flavors.
Oh.
So if you eat inside, then you can do the 15,000 different flavors of Diet Coke. I guess if you asked for it, they would just have another employee go out, get your Coke, and then it would be sitting there waiting for you when you came up to the drive-thru. Like, you'd order, and another employee would run and do the machine. But it doesn't really say it on the menu board.
There's a Burger King on my way home that I have had lunch in a couple of times. And, you know, you get the big board of all the menu items as mm-hmm. you're ordering. There's a sideboard that says, is it called Coke Infinity or something like that? I don't remember what it's called.
I don't know.
But it's the Coke machine that has every variation in the world.
And it lists all the flavors?
No, it just lets you know that it's there.
Oh.
So that...
And you, of course, are the only one that orders it.
I probably am. But, you know, here's what's wrong with that machine. Because that machine, in theory, is fantastic because, oh, think of the array of flavors you could have whenever you wanted. That's fantastic. But I've noticed that as time has gone on and the different flavors have run through the pipes, all the flavors start to kind of taste the same, and there's a diety, there's like a diety kind of a consistency to the pop when you're not getting diet.
All right, well, I only drink diet, so I wouldn't know
you're
the
fine,
difference.
Then.
It's called Freestyle.
Coke Freestyle. Because when they first came up with that, I went, this is the greatest thing. If you like pop, and I do, boy, is this great.
All right.
I would try new flavors every time.
Diet Coke Ginger Lemon.
Yeah.
Mellow Yellow Limeade.
Yes.
Powerade Zero Raspberry. Sprite Zero Grape. They have a grape Sprite?
They have several grape versions of grape.
Oh, Cherry Coke, Vanilla Coke, Orange Coke.
The sky's
the
limit.
Minute Maid, Pink Lemonade.
Yeah.
Minute Maid, Raspberry Lemonade. Man.
There's you know the soda pop called Surge? Did you ever see that?
No.
They've got different flavor variations on that are really good. But like when it first came out, everything tasted different. But then as time went on, because I guess they're running several of the pipes through the same cord, so the flavors would kind of mix together.
Oh.
I'm like, what am I drinking? I have no idea what flavor this is anymore.
There's a thing going on. You should do this. You should enter it. It's the Coca-Cola Freestyle, a world of choice. Who wins? You decide the mix with the most pours.
The mix.
The most pours could win you $10,000. You pour your favorite to vote and check back in November to see if you're the winner.
So right. What you're picking is their most popular flavor? Well, it's going to be regular Coke probably,
no,
right?
It's, no, it's I can't click on it. It's not allowing me to click to tell you what the most popular one is right now. You make your own mix, and then the mixes are live. Head to a Coca-Cola Freestyle machine today to try all five mixes from our finalists and vote for your favorite one. So there's Cheryl H's mix, which is a bunch of different Fantas.
Yeah.
Minute Maid sparkling drink. You're too late. You should have done this. What would you mix?
I like to mix their fruit. There's a couple of different versions of fruit punch, so I'll mix that with a dominant flavor like raspberry or lime. So it's like lime fruit punch or raspberry fruit punch. And yes, I'm an adult standing at Burger King telling kids, "You're just gonna have to wait because I'm mixing flavors on the Coke Forever or the Coke Infinity or whatever it's called."
Freestyle.
Freestyle.
What's so adorable is when I asked you what your favorite mix is, you got very passionate and excited to tell me what you mixed it with.
Better than others, you know. Some flavors kind of jump out. But then the other thing that has happened, because now these things have been around for 2 or 3 years, mm-hmm. is some of the flavors, they're out of it, and they don't change the tanks often enough. So even though it says you can get 800 flavors, you can really only get 116, and that's not enough.
That's
all
much.
The good flavors are gone. You know, they just don't refill them often enough.
The fastest fast food place for the drive-thru, and this does not surprise me when you think about it, Dunkin' Donuts.
Well, yeah, because mostly at Dunkin' Donuts, although
they mix culottes and moulades.
I guess there's a lot of different things going on. All right, so that does surprise me. That's number
216 seconds. That's the quickest. Wendy's has the quickest service. Chick-fil-A is most accurate.
Yeah.
Drive-thrus are increasingly important to Starbucks. That is where I feel like I wait for 20 minutes.
Yeah. Well, sure, because they have to figure out how to spell your name incorrectly. How about the places, there's fast food places that have two windows. So you order at that first station.
Yes.
You pull up to the first station, and then they'll say, drive through to the second window, please. Or sometimes they'll say the first window. But there are places where they switch off. I don't know what they base it on. I guess the volume of customers, right?
Because if you go at a non-busy time, they eliminate that second window. Like you pay and pick up your food at the same order.
Yeah. And many times, whoever's at that second window handling the money, they're on a headset talking to somebody else about their order. They're not really focusing on the cash transaction. They're more focused on telling the people that whatever they ordered isn't in stock or they, you know, need to change or whatever. And I'm like, could we just focus on the transactional part of this for a moment, please?
Although, see, here's the difference. You pay cash, don't you?
I do.
Okay, that
it's not
person,
a problem with the credit card.
No, because that person, the reason they have the headset on is they're doing the drive-through.
Right.
So they're taking people's orders while they're ringing you up and while they're taking your money.
Yes.
And with a credit card, I'm telling you, they don't even have to think. They
it's
just
all on
go,
paper.
Oh, do you have the two McDoubles, ketchup only? Okay, zing.
Yeah.
Here you go. Thank you.
Yep.
You slow them down.
Because I had cash,
mm-hmm.
which I was told was king, but it is not.
Not anymore.
No. Nope.
Cash is prince.
If that.
Card is
cash
king.
Is in the court somewhere, but not part of the royal family.
This is What's Hot and What's Cold, sponsored by
like
American
Weather. Like the McDLT, Wendy, just like the McDLT.
I missed that. I really enjoyed that.
Yep.
This is sponsored by American Weathermakers Heating and Cooling, the 60-Minute Men.
And the gimmick there was,
The hot stays
half
hot.
Half of it was hot, half was cold, and you had to put it together yourself.
And it was so wasteful because it was this giant styrofoam packaging didn't fit in a bag properly because it was a long rectangle.
Yeah.
Didn't make sense, but it looked cool for the while it lasted.
Yes, yes. All right. More after this.
Good night. Good night. Until we meet.
That's it for today's episode of the Bonus Hour. We hope you had a good time. Tonight's a big night, Wendy.
Tonight is what?
Well, it's Tuesday, so
this
my best
is us.
Friend, yeah, Grant Mulvey, will come by my house and we will watch This Is Us.
You get to watch it with Grant Mulvey?
Yeah. Yep. Oh, we have a great time.
Are you watching New Amsterdam?
Mm-mm.
That's really
good.
That's
too much emotion for me for one night.
It is back-to-back emotion nights.
Yeah.
I will be crying.
Can you take 2 straight hours of emotion? I can't.
Yes.
Yeah? You're better than I am.
I know that.
And if Grant wasn't there, I don't think I'd get through This Is Us. He's the one who talks me through it every week. I always cry at the wrong parts. I laugh at the wrong parts and cry. Grant has to remind me. No, that's sad. What you just saw was sad. You got to cry now. So then I cry.
He will teach you to be a better man.
I hope he does.
I do too.
Yeah. All right. Tomorrow, Dane Neal live, Wendy. Live in studio, Dane Neal will be on. If you're a person who enjoys the food talk, that's your show. So tune in for that. That's it for us for today.
See ya.
Any other thoughts?
Nope. That's gotta go.
Bye, Wendy.
See you, Bill.
Serving the great Midwest from Chicago, this is WGN at AM 720 on your radio and on smart devices anywhere just by saying play WGN Radio on TuneIn.
WGN Chicago.
A Nexstar Media Group station.